Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre. Bonus.
I only got into like following the food scene recently, just because I didn't have any money until recently. So like I couldn't eat at a nice restaurant until.
But now you're making up for lost time. Recently. I see you.
Now I'm wolfing them down.
Yeah, you're wolfing them down. You're knocking them down like fucking bowling pins, man. I see. But you're at the best of the best all the time.
You know what Chef Renee told me when I went to Noma? He goes, when I started, fine dining was only elderly people showing up.
Yeah.
It was white tablecloths, and it would be like old white dudes in like double-breasted brass button suits eating. Like you were just cooking for like the Duchess of Wales or whatever. So he's like, I'm so fucking happy to be alive in this era where there's, it's like you say, people showing up in shirt. I was just like this.
Yeah.
He goes, where people are, like, youth culture is invested in food and in chefs. He's like, I could have never predicted that. It was so up its own ass and pretentious and stuffy when I started. I'm, like, so happy to see this new wave of, like, punk rock kids actually giving a fuck about food and fine dining and not seeing white tablecloths everywhere. And I was like, oh, I never even thought about that, because I've only got into it recently.
Yeah.
And only experienced it really in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I'm just starting
new form. Yeah,
in this new form. So the new form to me is the norm, and the old guard, these like New York Times guys and Michelin star guys and stuff like that, I never experienced. So like, to me, it is all these. I guess I'm on the. I just turned 40, so maybe I'm on the cusp of seeing that old wave and that old guard, the gatekeeper kind of guard, versus this new wave. So to me, all the best restaurants in the, like, LA is like the fucking gold star.
Yeah.
And also, I will say this, I just moved back to New York recently. And there's great New York restaurants, I'm not saying. There's great restaurants throughout the world.
There are great New York, great chefs in New York, in Brooklyn and all throughout the, you know, lower East Side.
And what the fuck? I just went to Aaron Franklin's in Austin, Texas. Like all over there, if you look, if you want to find a great chef, you're going to find great talent scattered throughout the world in all industries. But I will say the quality of produce, the quality of fruits, vegetables, and meats out here in California is not only way better than New York, I feel like it's like better than most cities I've been to in the world. And I notice it in LA and San Francisco, like it's the most robust. And good plants mean good animals. If the plants are happy, the animals are happy. It's the best quality. I've noticed that after living here 15 years and moving back to New York recently, there's just nothing like a fucking strawberry or tomato.
Yeah.
Out here than almost anywhere. Australia is pretty good. When I went to Sydney, it was pretty fucking good, pretty on par. But like, I think that's funny that everything you're telling me about like this old guard is like shocking to me, because in my mind it's the opposite. It, like LA holds and just all throughout California, San Francisco too, and actually West Coast. I would say like Seattle, Vancouver, Seattle, mm-hmm. Portland, SF, LA. The quality of ingredients is unmatched almost anywhere I've eaten in the world.
Yeah, I mean, California's probably got the best produce in the world. Maybe like, you know, Sydney's great, Australia's great. I think maybe the Mediterranean, like Greece, you know.
My way through Greece and Italy and had some fucking killer meals in Spain and France, and I've had some killer fucking meals.
But the produce is...
it's also very hit or miss, but I will say this about Spain and France. Those servers don't give a fuck about you, man. They're rough. And that is that... That taints the experience. Yeah. Like, I remember
They're not working for tips.
They ain't working for tips.
They ain't working for tips.
I remember asking somebody in Madrid, I was like, does this have cheese in it? They were like, I don't know. Look if it has fucking cheese in it. And I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, I just don't want to fart later. I'm not, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And then the rest of your meal, you're like, fuck, you can't even enjoy it because you're like, you just got scalded by. I had this bartender, I was just like, hey, can I get one more glass of wine in Madrid? And he's like, nah. And I go, why? He's like, we're closed. I was like, it's 11:30. I thought you closed at 12. Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I'm closing now. And I was like, well, you didn't even call last call. He's like, I don't need to. And I was like, fucking, I just want you to pour me wine. Just pour me the wine.
No. They won't
do that.
That
shit taints how I feel when I'm eating. I wish it didn't, but I'm thin skinned. I'm sensitive. So
me too. It happens in Asia too. Like, people are tough everywhere around the world, except, which is weird. Like, you know, because us in America, we think we're the toughest, but like, you know, we're actually really kind to each other in these kind of social environments, you know, in around the world. Like, they're really tough. And then you have to, and the culture is like, you know, my wife's from Korea. So it's like, she always like, she kind of hits me in like the small, the back when I'm being too nice at a, like a Korean restaurant or something. She's like, you got to give it back like the same, you got to go back with the same energy or else they don't respect you.
So
the problem is they don't respect you. So if you give it back, then they're like, okay.
Oh,
you
know? Shit. Okay.
So then they're down for the you know, the joust.
I will say the first time I ate at Soup Bull Jeep, I was like, shit, are they mad at me?
Yeah. They're not mad.
They're like, huh? What do you want? I was like, whatever you want. I'm sorry.
No, you got to give it back. But yeah, fine dining used to be like going to the opera.
Totally.
You know, that's basically what it was.
Yeah. And the old guard Renee still exists, right?
Especially in
Europe. Those Michelin guys that came up in that opera.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. Are the motherfuckers giving you shit?
Yeah, especially in Europe. It still exists. And yeah, it used to be like that. And that used to be what was considered fine dining. And man, that's... I'm so glad that era's over.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.